All right, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Fine?
Fine.
Good, thank you. Today we're going to do lesson 7, and it's about some government and industry questions. And a lot of it has to do with it says here government, but also maybe some of the politics and things like that of how the government works. One of the first questions, though, is maybe it's related to industry, is why is tourism so important to Japan? Mm-hmm. And in this answer, I know that a lot of people stress the economic benefits.
Mm-hmm.
There's also cultural benefits,
yes,
too, which is also something you can mention. I'll listen to your answer, then I'll give some other information or hints or something. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
Good. So why do you think tourism is so important to Japan?
Oh, the first is income, and the second is culture exchange.
Okay.
In Japan, our economy is still in slump. So
okay, in a slump. Yeah, okay.
So we still have a lot of things to activate our economy. The income from international tourism is very important in this sense. So the second is culture exchange.
Okay.
There are many scenic places in Japan to see, to view, and also many forms of culture to enjoy in Japan.
Okay.
So by explaining all these things, they can understand our culture. At the same time, they can understand people in Japan.
Okay, they can understand the Japanese people.
Japanese people,
yeah,
is better than people in Japan.
Yeah, probably just sounds a little more closer.
Closer,
yeah. Yeah.
Japanese people.
Yeah,
is better. Okay.
Yeah, it's just easier to understand, mm-hmm, things. Okay. Okay. And good. Okay, so we have that, and you mentioned both the economic and cultural aspects. Some people have mentioned the economic effects rather than, I would say, economic benefits.
Benefits.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It sounds better than economic effects, because it's neither economic effects nor, you know, benefits is better than the other, but what's nice is that economic benefit sounds better and it's maybe more conversational.
Mm-hmm. Benefits.
Yeah, so there's economic benefits, cultural benefits. Okay. Related to this question, I would like to ask you, how are some ways the government can encourage more tourism to Japan?
Oh, yeah, there are many ways to encourage tourism to come. The foreign ministry,
okay,
can do a lot of things in their branches in the countries in the world. I believe their activity on the publicity campaign, mm-hmm, for tourism,
right,
is very lack, mm, in their branches. So they should do that. And the government has to spend a lot of money for that kind of things. And at the same time, inside Japan, for example, in the stations, railway stations, and in the historical places, not so many Roman character explanation.
Or maybe just,
English
explanation. Yeah, well, English or foreign language. Yeah,
English or foreign language explanation. So, they should make effort to write in English or in other countries as well as in Japanese.
Right, in other languages.
Other languages.
Right.
Yeah, other languages. At the same time, the facilities, for example, lodging, accommodations, they should have more effort to meet the foreigners' request.
Okay. Good. All right. Good. Those are some good policies that I think would work. Right. The government should pay more attention to maybe making PR, public relations, and also more promotions, for example, online, into the internet, and also some countries advertise on what international broadcasting news networks, such as CNN. Mm-hmm. If you've ever watched CNN, they have a lot of promotions from Korea, for example, or the Philippines, or India, or Malaysia. A lot of these countries advertise on that, and it builds the image of the country as well as attracts tourists, so that type of thing. And also, right, as a lot of people mentioned, so signs in stations and in historical places could be in other languages. Again, a lot of people tend to say, oh, well, they should have more signs in English, but then again, nowadays more tourists are coming from Korea and China. It's probably nicer to have everybody's little few more languages to accommodate tourists, right? And then another thing is maybe, you know, the government should work together with hotels and airlines and railroads to make more maybe packages, package tours that are more attractive.
Yes.
Right? So Japan has the image of being a very expensive country, even though sometimes it isn't and some things are not really expensive. Everyone has the image as a expensive country. So maybe working on, you know, changing the image would be good. Okay.
Have you ever seen the Japanese PR in the CNN? Or
I have not, no.
No. But you can see many from Philippines and Korea and China.
Yes, a lot of the countries
it's very
do.
Different.
Yeah, very different. So Japan, although I know that it's expensive, it kind of builds an image for the country also. You know, I'm not sure exactly each person watches and, oh, I want to go to Japan, but it builds the image. They're very scenic. They're very creative, and they make a very nice, you know, image of the country. So they're fun to watch, actually.
I was surprised at seeing the figure, its statistics, which said the tourist to Korea is double of Japanese one.
Tourists to Korea from what country? Other countries?
From other countries.
Oh, okay.
Tourists to Korea from other countries is double of Japanese is tourist to Japan.
Oh, okay.
I am very surprised.
Oh, you're surprised. It's and I think part of the image is, again, Korea is considered to be less expensive. And part of the thing is Japan is not an inexpensive country, but it could do something to change the image and also do something with pricing and things. Because that's the biggest drawback, I think, is the image. Japan has everything that's so expensive that people, you know, tend not to come because they're afraid of the prices, you know. But once people get here, they realize it's not that expensive. So Japan doesn't do much PR at all to change the image of an expensive country, although certain things are really expensive. You know, so anyway, those are things the government can do.
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so.
Good. Let's go on then. We'll think of some other questions to ask, and then we'll also maybe review questions from past lessons. But we'll go through the first the questions we have today. And the next one is, what are the main industrial products of Japan?
The main products of Japan is automobile, electric and electronic products.
Okay.
Devices, machines.
Okay.
And followed by the general machines, such as motor, robots.
Okay.
In the old time, I would say just after the Second World War, shipbuilding, iron and steel industry, textile, these kind of industries, old fashion industry, I would say, led Japan, Japanese economy. But now the industry, new industries, as I mentioned earlier, are leading in Japan now. Japanese good. Economy now.
Okay, good. All right, that was a good answer. I didn't stop you in the middle, but for example, one of the industries you said is automobile.
Automobile.
Yeah, Shabbat, these are automobiles.
Automobiles.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so automobiles, and then you said also some of the, you know, basic machinery like motor, which should be motors.
Motors.
Yeah, and then you did say robots, making that plural. So the plural works better. Mm-hmm. So again, it's this question of how you answer is unusual. So some of the main industries are the automobile industry. So then it becomes, automobile becomes an adjective, not a noun. You know, so again, it's, what are some of the main industrial products? The products are automobiles, consumer electronic goods, you know, computers, semiconductors. Those are all products. Mm-hmm. Other students answer like, oh, some of the major industries are the automobile, you know, computer, semiconductor industries. Mm-hmm. So again, if you're using these same names in English, if it's a noun, then it usually is a plural. The products are, you know, computers, automobiles, consumer goods. Mm-hmm. But if you say it as an adjective, so the industries are the automobile, consumer goods industry, and the computer industry or something, or semiconductor industry.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's just for a grammar point. People sometimes mix up the, you know, the main industries are the automobiles industry, and we don't say that.
Automobile industry,
yeah. But the products are automobiles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Good.
This question is about the products.
Right, this question is about the products.
Industries, so is that strange?
No.
Or I should say...
No, what you answered
complex.
Is okay, right. Right, some of these are okay. Because in the model answer they give, additional key industries in Japan economy are petrochemicals, you know, pharmaceuticals, shipbuilding, and so what they're doing is some of the products are these and some of the major industries are these. And so again, the question asks about products, so it's just probably easier to talk about the products.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than additional key industries, additional products are petrochemicals, pharmaceuticals, bio industry, ships, you know, ships, aircraft. So again, this, what I'm trying to say is that the answer combines products and industries together. And I think if it'd be better just to continue to say the products are additional key products in Japan's economy. Additional key products are, you know, petrochemicals, pharmaceuticals, ships, you know, aircraft, textiles, and processed food.
Oh,
so keep everything products and not mixing up industries.
It should be integrated.
Yeah, it's better.
Consistent.
Yeah, it should be consistent. I think it's easier to make an answer that way because sometimes English grammar needs to change to fit what you're saying. Okay?
Okay.
Good. So those are some of the main industries. Can you tell me what is the main industry in the, are there some major industries in the Tokyo area?
In Tokyo area? I think printing, the producing magazines, newspapers, all kind of stuff, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Is major, one of the major industries in Tokyo area.
Okay.
And also, many people are engaged in the animation, comic production. So, it's very unique to Japan, I believe, in the world. And these things are located mainly located mm-hmm. in Tokyo area.
Okay, good. Yeah, good answer. Right, there's printing, and then sometimes we say publications.
Publications.
Right, so that's fine. Printing is fine. Printing because you print magazines, newspapers, books. So printing and publications are popular, as well as you said anime and some of these manga thing,
yeah.
manga products yes. or whatever. I guess they're publications like
publications.
Mangas, part of that. Okay, good. Let me go then to question three.
Yeah.
And question three is completely different. It says, when and how was Tokyo designated as the capital of Japan?
It was 1868. The Tokugawa Shogunate returned their power to the emperor at the time. And the Meiji government decided that they placed their government in Edo, the name of which is called now Tokyo, mm-hmm. or changed to Tokyo at the time.
Right.
And the emperor moved from Kyoto to Tokyo.
Okay.
So the capital, the Tokyo became capital, because the in Japan, the place where the emperor lives is designated as a capital. Other rule in Japan.
Okay. And then why was the city renamed from Edo to Tokyo? Why did they choose the word Tokyo?
Oh, I think the Meiji government didn't like the old name. They wanted to erase away everything from the old shogunate.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the name was changed totally from
right.
Edo to Kyoto.
Okay,
Tokyo.
Good. Right.
And Tokyo means eastern Kyoto.
Right. Okay, good. So it means eastern Kyoto or eastern capital, yeah. whatever you want to say. Good. Okay. Let's go to number four. Mm-hmm. Question four asks, what kind of pollution is Japan facing now?
Oh, there are some kinds of pollutions. There were some kind of serious pollutions, such as water pollution, air pollution, and soil pollution. But now it was around 40 to 50 years ago when the Japanese economy grew very rapidly. But now, thanks to the industries and people's effort, the pollution level was lowered and kept in a very, and now is kept in a very lower level.
Okay.
But we are facing the new pollution, such as acid rain and yellow sand from China.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, we are annoyed by the noise from motorcycles and also pachinko shop. That's a problem with us.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, noise pollution. What are some of the biggest, you know, sources of noise pollution in Japan? You know, pachinko shops, right? And as the model answer gives, air and the noise pollution caused by motor vehicles. So you could just say, people have trouble with the word vehicles. They can't say it properly. They forget. So just, you know, noise pollution caused by cars, trucks, buses, motorcycles.
Motorcycles.
That's, right, oh, that's okay. Fine. So that's fine. What you said is fine. Just that other classes, students have trouble with this motor vehicles. So we just say, you know, simply you can say by cars, trains, buses, trucks, motorcycles. You don't have to even mention them all, but, you know, cars and trucks and buses or something.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Do you know, again, it's interesting you mentioned pachinko. What else do you think are noise polluting activities.
I think Japanese are very accustomed to the noise that we don't care about so much. But I think to foreigners, noise in the, for example, in the department store and train platforms, for example, when you are going to get on the escalator, many warnings are issued from spoken automatically.
Right.
It's to Japanese, it's okay.
Yeah.
We are accustomed, but to foreigners, it should be very, very annoying.
Well, it is. I think in a sense, maybe that's the Japanese, you know, nature for harmony, but. You know, nobody says anything, and the Japanese don't complain, right?
Yes.
Foreign people complain, like me. My two biggest complaints are the campaign cars.
Oh, campaign cars.
And what are those, uyoku?
Uh-huh.
Those trucks that have the flags and the Japanese,
Gunka,
military songs.
Yeah.
Those to me are just horrible.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I understand that.
And when I was a little boy, they used to have what you call campaign cars in America, and they've banned them. They're totally banned, illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And that type of noise from cars and things is illegal. Where in Japan, it still exists, and so I get kind of annoyed. I think it is. I think people don't like it, actually, but nobody complains to stop it. So
yeah, they are complaining secretly. But
secretly, right. Anyway, so yeah, there's forms of noise pollution. Okay. As you mentioned, there's some things used to be worse, now they're a little better. There's new types of pollution. So my question is, what can Japan do to reduce pollution, or how is Japan reducing pollution? What measures is Japan taking to reduce pollution?
Pollutions? You mean the air pollution, the water pollution?
Yeah, some of these you mentioned, like acid rain, the new pollution, or the, you know, as the model book answered, red tides, things like this. Uh-huh. Do you know what is Japan doing anything to reduce these?
Yeah, the first two, acid rain and yellow sand, is a little bit difficult because they are, in the case of acid rain, it's partly from China, but mainly from Japan itself.
Mm-hmm.
So the government promote the hybrid car and EV, electric vehicle, so the vehicle's
exhaust emissions
mm-hmm. could be reduced
right.
very radical very greatly.
Okay.
So acid rain will be reduced.
Right.
At the same time, as for sand, yellow sand, China has to plant a lot of trees. Otherwise, they can't stop the yellow sand. So many Japanese are voluntarily making effort in China by planting many trees. But it's not enough yet.
Right, it's not enough. Yeah, China has its own problems, and this is not only China, but a lot of countries, for example, Eastern Europe and Western Europe had trouble because of acid rain from Western, going into Western European countries, from Eastern European countries. So they have to kind of help each other as neighbors, otherwise, you know, maybe, you know, Japan might be able to solve the acid rain, but if it's being affected by China or other countries,
yes.
Then, you know, you do. I think Germany had problems with
yes.
other countries that were near it. So, okay, good. Related to this is a past question we had, but maybe the subject of global warming.
Mm-hmm.
And how does global warming affect Japan, and what can Japan do to stop global warming? How does it affect Japan, or what are some of the effects?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I think the first one is the temperature is going up.
Mm-hmm.
And the climate is changing. In the winter, it's very cold. In summertime, it's very hot compared with the old time. So mm-hmm. I feel the climate change is it's becoming larger and larger.
Okay.
And it's very related to the climate change. But the typhoon's energy seems to going up. So the precipitation by the typhoon is going up. So the damage from the typhoons are also going up.
Right, so damage is going up.
Is going up.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So is Japan doing anything to reduce global warming?
To reduce the global warming, we can do a lot of things. One is the automobile exhaust gas
mm-hmm.
should be reduced. Mm-hmm. And it's easier part. For example, Toyota, Honda are developing the hybrid and EV cars,
mm-hmm.
and also fuel cell cars.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think in the very near future, it will be as far as motor vehicle goes,
okay.
It should be okay. And also, the many industries such as iron and steel, petrochemistry, they are making more and more effort to reduce the exhaust gas from the chimney or...
Yeah, the chimney's
chimney,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So, it's okay. And the common people is making effort, for example, to switch off very frequently the light.
Okay, right. Turn off lights
don't use. Turn off lights.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say switch off the...
Yes, switch off lights.
The lights. Reduce the number of taking baths.
Taking baths, or reduce the time.
The time of taking bath.
Right.
So by doing that, the common people are making effort.
Right.
So I think we can do a lot of things.
Right. Okay. Good. Good answer. Right. Just as in, you can't say everything in your answer. Some of the other suggestions are for common people to, take a bicycle or walk instead of using the car, or use more public transportation instead of your own car. Also, just very simply bringing your own shopping bags to the grocery store, to the store, so then the store doesn't use bags and they don't have to produce bags and throw so many bags away. Okay, so those are just some grassroots efforts. Okay. You mentioned about a couple things I think we'll review some questions for. One of them was typhoons. Can you tell me what is a typhoon and when do they come to Japan?
Oh, the typhoon is... the definition of typhoon is very close to that of hurricane in America. It's the hurricane, the typhoon is born in the southeast Pacific Ocean, in the southeast part of Pacific Ocean.
Right, the typhoon, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's low pressure, and then it grows to the typhoon and come to strike Japan a huge, maybe on the average 4 times or 3 times per year.
Okay.
And it's it brings a lot of rain and wind, strong wind.
Okay.
So the damage is sometimes is very, very serious, including killing people. The next question was...
How many typhoons come to Japan?
On the average, four times, I think. Four times, yeah.
Okay.
Per year. They are born, 20 or 30 typhoon are born every year in the south of the Pacific Ocean. But only 3 to 4 out of 20 to 30 strike Japan.
Right. So, yeah, that's the key. So there's maybe, 27, but 30 possibly form, but only maybe, on average, 4 strike Japan and hit land. Because some also do go very close to Japan. So many times when there's a typhoon, it's not hitting land, but it's just bringing lots of rain and some wind.
Yeah.
For example, even in Tokyo here, we have the typhoon pass by, but it doesn't come to land. But it, many more than four come by, even Japan.
Yes, come by, yeah.
Yeah, so many pass by Japan and four actually strike land, hit land, or go on land is what we can also say.
Can I say come by Japan?
Or yeah, come by Japan, or pass by is probably better.
Pass by.
Right, so many pass by Japan, and maybe only on average four go on land.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's when they cause damage, is when the typhoon comes on land.
You said it brings raining. Can I say it brings many rains?
No, it brings much rain.
Much rain, okay.
So it brings much rain. It brings a lot of rain. So it brings rain, a lot of rain,
a lot
much
of rain.
Right, rain is considered uncountable this time.
So a lot of rains.
Rain.
No, a lot of rain or much rain.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, good. And one more last question in this... what is the climate of Tokyo like?
The climate of Tokyo is depend on the years, but generally speaking, in summer it's very, very hot and humid. In winter, the snowfall is not so many,
not so much,
but it's very cold,
minus
sometimes. Below freezing point.
Okay.
But in autumn and in spring, you can feel very comfortable because not so humid, not so hot and cold. So you can go picnic.
Right.
You can enjoy the nature.
Right. And what about in June?
June, oh yes, in June we have a rainy season. It's almost every day it rains. But it's good for the rice growing or other vegetables growing.
Right, they need the rain.
Right. We need the rain.
Right, even though it's uncomfortable, it's important. Good. Okay, let's go back to our main questions for today. Number five, it's a difficult question to answer, but let's see what your answer is. How is the prime minister elected in Japan?
In Japan, the prime minister is elected in the Diet. It's not like the USA, in which the president is directly elected by people. After elected in the Diet, the Prime Minister is appointed formally by the Emperor. Generally speaking, the prime minister is from the top of the leading party.
Okay, good. All right, let's try that again. Actually, in my opinion, I think it does say that the president of the United States is not really directly elected.
Yeah, I know that you
it's a very complicated. Yeah, it's a real strange system. So I don't know if I would say that, but what we could say is a very key expression for use here is. Well, they have here in the model answer, the prime minister is not chosen by a general election. But I think to make it more clear, the prime minister is not elected by popular vote.
Popular vote.
Right. So the prime minister is not elected by popular vote. So popular vote means just really majority vote. The majority votes.
Popular vote.
Right.
It's a vote by people.
Right, vote by people. Right, and whoever gets the most votes wins. Uh-huh. So just a simple majority is a popular vote. Uh-huh. So rather than general election, because America has a general election, but we do not elect president by popular vote. Uh-huh. America has a very strange system for electing the president. So,
but to us, it's almost... Well,
yeah, but many times in some cases, in some cases, yes, the person that wins the most votes becomes president. But in certain cases, that has not been the case. Mm-hmm. It depends on this system we call electoral voting system, based on representation of the state.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's hard to explain, but each state votes. Every state and all the people in all the states vote for a person, vote for one of two people. Mm-hmm. But the person that wins the majority of the votes in that state wins that state.
Oh, yeah.
And if that state has a big population, then all of the representatives for that state vote for that person. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, many times, little tiny states have gotten more popular votes, but because the big states have more representation, they give all the votes to the person.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hard to explain, but it's not a direct election system.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, so the Prime Minister of Japan is not elected by what? Popular vote.
Popular vote.
Yeah, that sounds better. The general election is okay, but I would say it's not chosen by popular vote. Mm-hmm. And then the Prime Minister is elected from among members of the Diet.
Prime Minister is elected among...
From among the
members of the House of the Representatives.
Okay. Right. Well, I would just simply the House
Diet.
Yeah. Diet. Yeah. And then normally they have. Again, Japanese system is also complicated. They have a vote the first time, and then if they don't get a real majority or something, then they have another vote, and it ends up being that the leader of the majority party of the House of Representatives becomes the Prime Minister. Mm-hmm. Right? But he's elected from among the members of the Diet. That's the key, I guess. Okay. So why don't we try this again? This is, among all of these questions today, this is the one that's maybe more difficult, the most difficult to explain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how is the Prime Minister of Japan elected?
The Prime Minister is elected in the Diet.
Well, he's elected in the Diet, but I don't. Maybe, as I said, my expression was elected from among the members of the Diet.
Okay,
because if you're elected in the Diet, it means. How do I. I don't know. That's not very clear. Okay?
Okay.
So, try again.
Okay. The Prime Minister is elected from among the Diet member.
Okay.
Mm. You said representative of the House of Representatives?
Well, it quoted this. Okay.
Because it's actually they elected both in the House of Representatives and also the House of Councillors.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. He's elected from among members of the Diet.
Oh, okay.
So the total Diet, we got upper house and lower house. Uh-huh. House of Councillors, House of Representatives. But the whole Diet, he's one of the members, regardless of where he is technically. That just is a very simple answer. He's elected from among the members of the Diet. He's not elected by general election, or not elected by popular vote, by the people.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay. So he's, the Prime Minister is elected from among the member of the Diet.
Okay.
And not elected by the popular vote,
mm-hmm.
by the people.
Right, good.
So it's a little bit different from that of the USA.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think that's all.
Okay, all right, yeah, okay, that's fine, I think.
Many times, the leader of the majority party is elected as a prime minister.
Right, and it's usually with the majority party of the House of Representatives.
The House of Representatives.
Right, okay. I should have studied more, I forget, but I think in Japan, there are some times where they make an initial vote, the upper house and the lower house, and everybody just votes. Who do you want to be prime minister? And I believe if they don't get enough votes or there's too many people, then they have a runoff election. I thought. Anyway, maybe I'm confused. So I don't want to confuse it anymore. But I think that's why in the end, usually it's a leader of the majority party in the House of Representatives, because he can receive the most votes from his party.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So he gets the majority at the end. So. Okay. Good. Is that okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a little bit difficult to answer.
Well, right. One of the things about this system, it is complicated, so I've mentioned to other classes that it's a good idea to study this and, you know, as general knowledge, study it in Japanese is probably maybe faster for you to understand than reading about this complicated system in English.
I think I understand the system, but how to express is a little bit difficult.
Yeah, this is difficult. Well, this and I think questions is at 9 and 10. Mm. Are also very, 9 is okay, 10. 10 is very difficult also. It's a very complicated system and to explain that. So anyway, what we'll do is just say basically the Prime Minister is not chosen by a popular vote by the people. He's elected from among the members of the Diet. Mm-hmm. And many, often cases, because the person needs a good majority, that he's usually the leader of the majority party of the House of Representatives. Mm-hmm. And just something simple like that, I think, works. Okay?
Okay.
All right, what we'll do is we'll go on to question number 6.
Mm-hmm.
And question number 6 is, how is the local government of Japan conducted?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The model answer is okay. The only thing I would suggest is that they mention in here many, many times the state, the state, the state. Maybe you're not mentioning this is okay, but for students who have the book or who look at this and they see the state, the state, the state. Finally, at the very last line in this model answer, they have central government. And that's what I would say. I would not say the state. Okay, so you can say like central government or federal government or national government. Uh-huh. But the state to me is too vague.
Uh-huh.
Because technically, even though it's, you know, it means government. In a sense. So, the municipality is heavily dependent on the state. Well, sometimes a state, does that mean prefectural, like government, or what? So the state is, and it's too, the state also means like, it's too broad of an answer.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not, the municipality is heavily dependent on the national government.
Mm-hmm. National government.
Yeah, is better.
Central government.
Central government, not the state. The state is a little bit too vague.
Okay.
Okay, so that's what I would change. And some of this whole answer, because it is long, I would just say something. The municipalities are heavily dependent upon the national government because 70% of their financial resources of local governments come from the central government. Okay, I'm not sure what your answer is. We'll listen. But the model answer is maybe long and we don't need to put all of this other information. The other thing is also in the model answer, they have governor, ward, chief, city mayors, village mayors, and etc. In English, we would not make much distinction between village, city, you know, town. We would not make any distinction at all. Although you have the, what is it, the soncho, whatever, something in Japanese, you make the distinction.
Yes.
In English, mayor is mayor. So we would just say, you know, governors, mayors, and members of the city council or town council. Just very simple. Ward chiefs is not something anyone is going to understand.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Okay, so we don't need to say all of this. Just make it more simple.
Okay.
Okay, so that's what I would change some of this model answer. That's, the information is fine. Just as an answer, it's a lot to remember. Mm-hmm. So making it simpler is easy for you to remember and, you know, makes an, maybe sometimes a nicer answer so you don't have to struggle. Okay, good. So how was the local government of Japan conducted?
Mm-hmm. The Constitution of Japan guaranteed the local autonomy. The governors, mayors, and members of assemblies are directly elected by resident.
Okay.
There are many jobs for them. For example, road construction, mm-hmm. management of local schools,
okay.
Firefighting, and so on. But their budget is limited. So they are heavily dependent on the central government. So the statistics says that the 30% of their budget is from the central government.
Mm. 70%, isn't it?
No, 30.
70% of the financial resources of the local governments come from subsidies from the central government is what the model answer says.
Yeah. So
you checked?
I know that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a little bit familiar with this kind of number.
Okay.
Because I'm teaching
These
kind of things to the kids.
So but what you're saying is the opposite?
Yes, opposite.
30. So this is not correct.
It's correct. It's incorrect.
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 Okay.
Not 70%.
So it's
50% is from local tax.
Okay, 50. Uh-huh.
And
all right.
Another 20% is from another 12% is from local bond.
Okay, 12% from local bonds.
Issued by the local government.
And that's local bonds. Yeah, that's local government.
And
okay.
Another 5 to 10% are from miscellaneous revenue.
All right.
So only 30% is from central government.
Okay, I'll mention that. So it's
you can check that with.
Yeah, I'm not an expert. Okay, good. Well, to me, when I read this, it sounds like an awful lot. 70. They have a local government, but 70% is coming from the state government, from the national government. Sounds like an awful lot. So what you're saying, it's actually the opposite.
Yeah.
Which almost 30% comes from.
Now it's by regulation change. The income for local tax. What do you call that? We have income tax.
Right, income
it's
tax.
For central
habitation
government.
Tax.
Habitation, yes.
Jumize.
Yeah. Is going up.
Right.
A little bit going
what's
up.
What's gone up a
then
lot.
The central income tax is a little bit lowering.
Right. The central government's income tax percentage is lower, but the local habitation tax, they call it.
Habitation tax.
Right. Okay. All right. So what you're saying is basically the municipalities that rely on the central government because 70% of the funds come from the central government.
Yeah, correct. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. I'll mention that. Good. Okay. 70% sounded like a lot.
It's too much.
It's too much. Yeah. Okay. Good.
It's strange.
Okay. All right. You know, I have to say most students have never really checked. They just kind of read this and just go on and I say, okay, you know. Good. All right. Let's go on to question 7. I think what we'll do is practice number 5 and 6 later. Uh-huh. Again, uh-huh. Which is 5 is how is the prime minister elected, and 6 is what is the local government, how is the local government of Japan conducted. Uh-huh. Would you like to try these again now, or would you like to go on to, let's go on to number 7 and then we'll review them. Okay?
Okay.
Alright, so let's go on to number 7. 7 is easy. Uh-huh. So when and how was the Japanese constitution made?
The constitution. It was, just after the Second World War. Was enforced in 1947. Enforced.
Okay.
Okay. The GHQ, General Headquarters of the Allies, made draft for the Japanese government.
Okay.
Which was seriously discussed in the Diet.
Okay.
Some very conservative people or representatives were very against, resisted the Constitution.
Okay.
But finally, it passed it, the Diet. Now the constitution we have now is that almost that draft without changing, without modification.
Well, yeah, let's see. Well, my understanding was that the constitution was made, the Japanese Diet or committee made a proposal first.
Yes.
And General MacArthur said, no, this is no good, do it again. So the second proposal was more or less accepted.
Yeah.
And that's the one that became the current constitution.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So you want to try that again? How and when was the Japanese constitution made?
But before that, as far as I know, the draft was made. The second draft was made by the GHQ.
Okay, well, right. There's two. What happened were there were two drafts.
Yeah.
The first one was rejected.
Yeah.
The second one, either made by General MacArthur, was accepted.
Yes.
Right. So that's maybe what needs to be explained. And I, as I said, I'm not sure who made the second draft. Was it?
Yeah, it's a little bit controversial.
Yes, right.
As far as I know.
So anyway, the government made a first draft and it was rejected by General MacArthur. Then a second draft was made.
Yes.
We don't know by who. Second draft was made.
Yes, correct.
And that was accepted.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's try that again. When and how was the Japanese constitution made?
Yeah. It was made just after the Second World War.
Uh-huh.
The first draft was made by Japanese government, but it was rejected by MacArthur. And then the draft from the MacArthur or some other people, we are not sure about that, was made.
Uh-huh.
And then it was very seriously discussed in the Diet. Finally, it passed the Diet.
Okay.
That is the current constitution.
Right, and it came into effect on what, May 3rd?
May 3rd, yes.
Right, so now May 3rd is a holiday, well, Constitution Day, right?
Yes.
Right. Okay, good. All right. So, yeah, something like that works. So, okay. I believe there were two drafts.
Oh, yeah.
The first one was good.
Yeah.
The second one
yes,
was
yes.
not. So, that's all that maybe just simply, maybe we need to say that is okay.
Yeah.
All right, good. Why don't we try once more? How was the Prime Minister elected?
In Japan, the Prime Minister is elected, among from the members of
from among
the members of the Diet.
Okay,
and not by a popular vote.
Okay,
by the people.
Mm.
And in many cases, the leader of the majority party in the in the House of Representatives becomes Prime Minister.
Right. Okay, good. All right, good. That's fine. All right, let's take a break.
Okay.
And then we'll finish the rest of the question, maybe practice some of these and review some of the other past questions.
Okay.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you. Good.